January 2001. And I had this question in my mind a little bit, too. I didn't know much about Iraq, but I'd grown up, you know, with all the images of, you know, angry Arabs killing each other and fighting. That's what I grew up with, you know. It wasn't as dominant as the image of the Russians as the enemies, because yeah, I played G.I. Joe, too. But I did grow up with that image of Arabs, of hijackings and holy war and all this kind of stuff. And so, you know, I did have at the back of my mind, you know, why do they hate us so much? That's something that I was just, that I just learned to ask. And so when I went to Iraq, I didn't know a whole lot about the country, the history, the people. I didn't know that it was a secular state. I didn't know that the birthplace of Abraham Ur was in Iraq. I didn't know its history. I didn't understand its religion all too well. I had a pretty rudimentary grasp about it. I had a very thorough grasp of the sanctions in the Gulf War, but I didn't have much of a grasp at all about on the people of Iraq and the culture. So before I went over there, I get my friend Mohsen to help me out. Mohsen, he's a Palestinian, he's from Jerusalem, and he's been around the block an awful lot. He's traveled everywhere, all over the Middle East, and he knows what's what, and Mohsen can give me a few pointers. So all these questions I shot at Mohsen, and what I remember most in that conversation is Mo telling me, all right, I'm going to warn you, they're very hospitable. They're very friendly people over there. People will treat you as a guest, perfect strangers. I'm going to warn you, they're very friendly. And I'm thinking, oh, this is hysterical, you know. Mo's going to warn me, they're very friendly. And he explained that a little bit. He said, well, you know, in the culture over there, Arab culture, is a stranger as a guest, you know. We're going to sit down and have tea with folks and talk things over and ask them about their families, you know. So Mohsen tells me, you know, don't go rushing through, you know, don't go walking down the street and just paying nobody no mind. Don't go walking down the street like it's New York City and rush hour foot traffic. I mean, you know, people are going to notice you. You're going to look way out of place. They may not know you're American, but they'll definitely know that you aren't from around here. And they're going to go curious. So you're going to have to take some time. You know, you're going to talk to people. You can't be in a hurry. You have to sit down with them. They're very, and he said, again, I'm going to warn you, they're very friendly. And I thought, okay, yeah, whatever. Anyway, so I go to Iraq. It's the first time in January 2001, I visit all the facilities and whatnot that have been affected by sanctions and bombing, the water, the sewage, the food, the hospitals, all this stuff. And one night I find myself going to watch this demonstration. You know, we went to a demonstration. I was with the International Action Center this first trip. And there's a lot of us. There was a large delegation, about 35 Americans, about 50 people total on this delegation called the Iraq Sanctions Challenge. Anyway, so we go to this demonstration. It's January 16th, 2001. Now, it's 10 years after the first Gulf War. It's 10 years to the day, to the hour after the first Gulf War, you know? And like you'd imagine at this demonstration, there's people burning flags. They're burning pictures of President Clinton. They're burning pictures of President Bush the Elder. They're burning pictures of Tony Blair. They're burning pictures of Robin Cook. You know, I mean, they're chanting and stomping and marching. It's pretty angry. You know, it's real angry. You know, they're burning the Union Jack. They're burning the American flag. Yeah, I break off from the group we're with. I'm walking among all this, among all these people. I'm by myself. And so all this chaos, it looks like chaos, and all this anger and stuff is going on. People are just freaking out. You know, downtown USA and all this. And I'm walking around by myself with a hat on my head that says New York. And like Mohsen said, you stick out. And I really stuck out then. People start turning around and just checking me out. You walk by a group of young people, and they start elbowing you. I mean, they start, you know, not hard, just kind of nudge you, like, hey, how you doing? You know, someone, you know, passionate, showing, hey, what's, you know, giving you, waving and saying, something. They're, you know, waving and smiling at you. You pass by groups of friends, and they all nudge each other and kind of point your way and heck, they're smiling. You know, that's a little odd. You know, they're protesting 10 years of being killed by America's bombs and America's sanctions, and you walk by, and folks nudge each other and point at you and smile, and hey, sooner or later, groups of people were coming up to me and talking to me. You know, just, I've never experienced this before. See, I just moved to Chicago, and nobody's ever come off the street and said, oh, hey, you just moved up here from Memphis. How you doing? Welcome to Chicago. I hope you enjoy it. You know, nobody does that. So, in Iraq, people come off the street, start shaking hands and you say, aha, welcome to Baghdad, welcome to Iraq. You know, how's your family? You know, what, are your parents worried about you being here? You know, just like, what do your friends think of Iraq? You know, people just come up right off the street and say, welcome, thank you, how you doing? Salam alaiki, that's Arabic for peace, American. Over and over again you hear that. You know, but from strangers that are inviting you in for tea and things like that, but okay, here we are out on the street and people are shaking your hand, saying salam alaiki, things like that, and welcome to Baghdad, welcome to Iraq, coming up to me in my language and offering me greetings. Yeah, it's phenomenal. And consider the situation we're in here too, this protest, this 10 years of Gulf War, this, you know, burning flags and chomping and stomping and chanting and marching, you know, people turn around and give you handshakes and hugs.